Several questions and ask Catherine. In my opinion, I believe that the purpose of the Main Street media, from the perspectives of the power to be, is to direct our thoughts, feelings, beliefs, opinions, and actions to serve their own best interest. What is your opinion on this? I think the corporate media is a mismatch. I watch, as an investment advisor, I watch certain parts of the corporate media because I like to know what the official story is. It's a big planet. It takes a lot of resources to cover it, and they have a lot of resources. I do find that their engagement, you know, the material emissions are many, and the programming is very, very significant, so you have to be extremely careful. So in essence, yes, I agree with you, but I think it's a little bit of a more complex story. And I tend to try and avoid as much of the corporate media as I can, except those parts that I need to cover the investment world. And I do think I find it very useful to understand what the official story is in being promoted, because again, we have to navigate that story, and we have to particularly navigate the legacy systems. One of the things I've noticed, the corporate media does a great job, or does a very significant job, of covering the legacy systems, and they're very silent on the breakaway civilization and NewCo, because I think that's where a lot of the financial opportunity is, with some exception. So yeah, the corporate media is leaves much to be desired, and yes, I think they represent the agenda of their owners. A great post that's up on the subscriber comment area on solar energy, and asking why I've been talking about solar energy. I've been talking as much about solar energy because I think there is a chance that when it reaches the 50% efficiency level, you know, sometime in the next year or two, we're going to see a real significant increase in the efficiency of using solar. But again, the battery problem has not, or finding the proper batteries has not been found. And until that happens, I don't see solar as being efficient. I do think between the potential for solar reaching that point and what's happening in natural gas, I do think that coal is going to continue to diminish as a source of energy. And I would love to see nuclear diminished as well. Several people sent me an analysis on the Syria situation, basically proposing that Putin had quietly played the debt card. I think the story is more complicated than that. I think Putin was playing to get more leverage economically. I noticed big investments by the Russians recently in tech companies, so I think Putin was negotiating behind the scenes to get more treats for the Russians, as you will. And I think Putin is dedicated to preventing Anglo-American alliance sovereignty over Russia. But I think the story is a little bit more complicated than that. The debt is a two-way gun. So the Americans have the ability to print more money, no matter what, is what I think. And the question really is, will the Anglo-American alliance have to go to war to enforce that system? A question from the report on crowdfunding: what impact will the crash up in the stock market have on legacy corporations? Great question. It depends on the corporation. You're seeing some traditional companies do a great job of transitioning, and other companies who are really going to be left flat-footed. And it's really I look at a lot of companies every day, and you really have to go through their business, their management, and it's really a very bottom-up analysis that will show it. But we're going to see tremendous divergence of the companies who make the transition and those that don't. What would be the effect of the crash up on precious metals prices? I continue to think that the powers that be are going to want to manage rise in precious metals, but you bring out enough technology and it can be unbelievably deflating to the value of money, including precious metals. So I think it remains to be seen, and that's why I want to see what happens with the assertion of the primary trend between November and March. I think we'll know a lot more about this in March. Have you changed your opinion on Bitcoin? Nope. I haven't. You've got to be very careful. And of course, the last thing I want to see is digital currencies emerge in prototype for the benefit of the New World Order. One more question about open source education. We have a poster who's a homeschooling parent They make an excellent series of comments, so I thought I'd just read it quickly. As a homeschooling parent, I've watched the online educational opportunities explode in the past 10 years. However, the same questions always has to be asked. Who funds the school? What is their agenda? Sometimes that information is easy to obtain, sometimes not. Just as Common Core has the goal of being able to not only collect all kinds of information of every sort on every child to be saved forever, apparently with no guarantee of privacy, but brainwashing straight from Washington, D.C., that can be changed with the click of a mouse. Many from communist countries have commented on the incredible similarities between their communist education and the Common Core. Khan Academy, for example, was bought a few years ago by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I'm not sure it was bought as opposed to receive funding. It's a wonderful educational site, but it's important to know the Politics Gate Foundation and how that may now and in the future impact the education received there. To that, I say amen, amen, amen. Gates Foundation is to be avoided at all costs, but I do think the Khan Academy does some great stuff. It involves very deep thinking and a lot of homework to figure out what education really is and what it shouldn't be. Not that everyone will agree, of course, but it is never a waste of time to do that homework. I could not agree more. As a teaser, find out why, prior to the advent of the public school system at the time of the Revolutionary War, Massachusetts had a 97% literacy rate, far higher than today, and the best-selling dime novel of the day was The Deerslayer by James Fenimore Cooper. Try to read, listen to it, then read, listen to a bestseller today. Find out how many books had to be sold to be constituted a bestseller back then compared to the population and how many today compared to the population. I bet you'd be quite surprised as I was to find the massive deficits in your own education in which we were all taught that right now we are living at the pinnacle of achievement of all societies of all times. Laurie, great comments. Couldn't agree more. There is, Laurie was referring to a little post we did on the growth of open source education, and there's real an explosion in education online. A lot of it's going to be for entrepreneurs in anticipation of what's going to happen with crowdfunding.